Sagat Orla Parabet Mishnah Gimba Orla Mala Etha Klein. Baklaim Etha Orla. Baha Orla Etha Orla. Orla can be Mavato Klein. And Klein can be Mavato Orla. And Orla can be Mavato Orla. As we had in the previous Mishnah, that if the two different types of Isur get mixed in with a large amount of Chulin, the two types of Isur are Mavato each other. And this Mishnah continues with a similar case. And the Mishnah says, Orla can be Mavato Klein since it's two different types of Isur, and Klein can be Mavato Orla. And the Mishnah also says that Orla could be Mavato Orla. Now, how could Orla be Mavato Orla, the same Isur? Mepharshim explained that it doesn't mean that Orla is Mavato Orla. It means that Orla is Mavato Netta Ravai, and Netta Ravai is Mavato Orla. Netta Ravai is sometimes referred to as Orla, since Netta Ravai is a tree in its fourth year, while Orla is a tree in its third year. So Netta Ravai is just 1 year along, is the year after the Isur of Orla ceases. So therefore, sometimes it's referred to as Orla. So that's what the Mishnah means, that Orla is Mavato Orla. It means that Orla is Mavato Netta Ravai, and Netta Ravai is Mavato Orla, since it's two different types of Isur. Ketzad. What's the case where two different types of Isur are Mavato each other? So Orla Shenafla Limmasayim. One saw of Orla that got mixed in with 200 saw of Kulam. Now, it didn't fall into exactly 200 saw of Kulam, because in that case, it would already be Vato. And that's the din. Orla is Vato in 200. Instead, it fell into 199 saw of Kulam, so therefore it's not yet Vato. Now, this mission is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua holds that it would be Vato in 199 sub plus a little bit more. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the entire mixture is 200 and a little bit more, 200 plus, then it would be bottled. So therefore, all we're missing here is a plus, because it fell into 199 exactly, and if we just put in a little bit more of chulin, then it would be bottled. And after the orla had fallen into 199 sub chulin, a saw and a little bit more of Orla also fell into the mixture. Now, the Orla that is mentioned over here is actually Netta Ravai. So now there's an extra saw and a little bit more in the mixture, and that would be enough to be Mavato, the Orla that had fallen in. As we said, the Netta Ravai could combine with the Hulin to be Mavato, the Orla. And since all we needed is a plus, we only needed a little bit more to fall in. Now that the saw and a little bit more of Netta Ravai fell in, the Orla is Mavato. And so too, the Netta Ravai would be bundled in the Orla. And the Netta Ravai is also bundled in 200. So a saw and a little bit more of Netta Ravai would be bundled in the 199 saw of Kulin plus this saw of Orla. That would be enough to be Mavato, the Netta Ravai. Because as we said, this mixture is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, that if the entire mixture is 200 plus a little bit more, it would be bundled. So therefore, the Netta Ravai, which is a saw and a little bit more, it would be Batul in the 199 sub Chulin plus this saw of Orla. That would be enough to be Batul, the Netta Ravai. O saw Ba'ot of Klai HaKerem. Or a saw and a little bit more of Klai HaKerem fell into the mixture. In that case also, it would combine with the Chulin to be Batul, the Orla. And so too, the Orla would combine with the Chulin to be Batul, the Klai HaKerem. Zuhisha Orla Malet HaKlayim. By Klayim is Orla, Orla as Orla. This is the case where Orla is Mavato Klein, the Orla together with the Chulin is Mavato, the Klein that fell in afterwards, and the Klein is Mavato, the Orla, the Klein that fell in afterwards, combined with the Chulin to be Mavato, the Orla that had fallen in first, and the Orla is Mavato, the Orla, meaning to say that Orla is Mavato, the Netta Ravai that fell in afterwards, and so too the Netta Ravai that fell in afterwards would combine with the Chulin to be Mavato, the Orla that had fallen in first. The truma of Orla of a Klai HaKerem. We have said previously that truma that gets mixed in with Chulin, which is called Dimua, the truma is Batu only in 1 in 100. And Orla and Klai HaKerem that gets mixed in with Chulin is Batu only in 1 in 200. But that's only if the Orla or the Klai HaKerem or the truma is not being used to ferment the dough of Chulin or to spice up a dish of Chulin. Because if the Orla or the Klai HaKerem or the truma is being used to spice up a dish of Chulin or to ferment a dough of Chulin, it would not be Batul even in 1 in 200. So therefore, somebody who takes apples or he takes some sediment from wine that is Orlo or Clive Karen or Truma, and he uses it to ferment a dough. Or somebody who takes spices from Orlo or Clive Karen or from Truma, and he uses it to spice up a dish of kulin, the Orlo, Truma, or Clive Karen would not be bustled at all, even at 1 in 200. And since it's being used to ferment the dough or to spice up a dish, it would not be bustled. Beishami Imrim Achmetame. Beishami says this would be true Le'inian Tuma as well. Somebody who takes spices that are Tame and he spices up a dish that is tar, or he takes some sourdough that is Tame and he uses that sourdough to ferment some dough that is tar, the dough or the dish would become Tame. As even though normally only if you have the size of a Be'ah of food that is Tame could the tummy food be metame tar food. But if you have less than the size of a bear that's tummy, it cannot be metame other food. But in this case, since you're using spices that are tummy to spice up a dish, or you're using sourdough that is tummy to ferment a dough that is tar, it would be metame the dough or be metame the dish, even though the food that is tummy is less than the size of a bear. Ubeitilo Aymrim, La'olam Eina Metame Adji Yehebo Kaber. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, food cannot be metame other food unless it is at least the size of a bear. Even though you're using the food that is tame to spice up a dish or to ferment the dough, it would not be metame the dough or the dish unless it was the size of a bear.